the Savoy's Power Hour here on Talk Radio 1190. My name is Positive C. Over here to my right is in the Brain Box Thornquist.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
We have Will Viler Shotwell back there producing us and making us sound really cool with the X-Men theme song. But
I figured you'd like it.
Shouldn't you be Professor C now?
Right? Yeah, I should know what's going on because I am Professor X right now. But to my left over here is someone a little different. And I mean, usually at the beginning of the show, we don't stop down like this and try to figure out some things. But we do have to figure out some things right now. What are you over here? Because usually it's Cassie Hollywood's Wilson that's right here to my left. But
yes.
I don't think the fangs and the eye color match the last time I saw Cassie Hollywood's Wilson. Who are you and what have you done with Cassie?
I've been converted to vampirism.
Oh, is that like Judaism, Christianity?
Yeah, I'm what's called a vampire now. My name is Lady Nightstar.
Mm. Well, it's nice to meet you, Lady Nightstar.
Thank you. I feel fantastic.
So do I get to be like the otter or like the Wolverine, but you know, something not as aggressive?
You could be.
Yeah, I guess so. You'll be the otter. She'll be the vampire.
I'll call you a Tasmanian devil.
Oh, Lord, the Tasmanian devil.
Well, we're going to spin all around here and cause some mass destruction here.
Yes.
On the Savoy's Power Hour here on Talk Radio 1190. If you want to join in on the conversation, go to dial 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about as long as it's pertaining to what we're talking about. See, we are flexible here. You can also go to at Zaboys Media on Twitter or at Zaboys _ Media on Instagram and follow us there. And also, Facebook.com/ Zaboys Media Network gives you everything that we've ever done in the history of the world, including what we're about to do right now, which is First Things First, guys.
All
That's
right.
How we always start off the Zaboys Power Hour. And we have an interesting conversation to lead us off here. We're going to talk about viral infections.
What?
Viral infections, guys.
Viral infections? I prepped the wrong thing.
Yeah, definitely. The actual thing we're actually talking about are not just viral, you know, like the flu or AIDS or any of that. No, we're talking about viral things like Harambe and the crying Jordan, you know, the most recently, Ken Bone. That's right. The internet has given us so many people and things to latch on to the 15 minutes of fame, but now it's turned into year-long phenomenons, guys. It's catapulted from being something that maybe you'll see for a couple of months. Now you'll see this for a couple of years now for the crying Jordan thing. Now, first question, what creates a viral craze? What do you guys think creates a viral
craze?
Yeah, you're right.
Sick, twisted sense of humor.
Okay.
honestly, I don't believe that Harvard School of Biology has sat down to figure this one out yet. But to speculate wildly in the dark, like, you know, mindness, I don't know.
Yeah.
Masses of people pretty much coming together with a similar view or sense of humor or concern for something, I think, is what creates a viral craze. It's like being part of the Legion, you know?
Yeah.
I am many, you are one.
I'd agree. It's something that a mass majority kind of just clings to. It's like, hey, either that's funny or that's serious that we all can agree on.
Okay. Now, when it comes to something like Ken Bone, which is the newest viral craze,
I just became friends with him on Facebook today.
Oh, man. Well, good for you, man.
He's proud.
Yeah, he's proud. I guarantee Ken's proud now.
Do you know where Woody is, though?
Who?
Woody. He took Woody.
I took Woody.
You know, Ken Bone took Woody, and Andy wants him back.
Oh, he did. He from does Toy look Story. Like him, doesn't
yes.
he? From Toy Story.
Toy Story 2.
I was about to say, explain that reference, by the way.
Oh,
you
the
throw
chicken.
It out there.
The chicken that stole Woody in Toy Story 2.
Toy
yeah,
I get it.
Exactly.
I get
but sorry, your question.
But I don't know what my question is now. But like, okay, Ken Bone, that guy is an example of somebody who. What really did he do to put himself in the I'm now a viral sensation platform? He asked a question, right? That's all he did.
Yep. That's all he did. He asked a question, and then the viewers found something about him that they liked or disliked and then turned him into what he is now.
Now, I think it's more of a thought that maybe he's a little bit more whimsical than he actually appears. Because you saw the look, you saw the actual
ding, ding, ding.
You saw the sweater and the tie and that whole look, the glasses. He looked like, man, he's kind of happy and everything like that. But then, as soon as people started looking up things about him and he did a whole Reddit, Ask Me Anything, people start picking and prodding and finding out all these things. So here's another question. Are viral crazes just like pet rocks and sea monkeys and any other thing considered a fad? Or is this like another type of just this generation and this part of history moment in time? Is this something that we've seen before, haven't seen before?
You've kind of seen this before, you know, like you said, with pet rocks and the sea monkeys and all that stuff. But we're in the age of social media where we can find people and pictures and other things that we can connect with versus just like ant hills and, you know, ant farms.
Viral crazes, in a sense of pet rocks or sea monkeys, they're just a joke and they're going to burn out quickly, but much like pet rocks and sea monkeys, they're always going to exist. We'll find ourselves standing in line at a store one day explaining it to our grandchildren.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Well, you know, some people with the whole viral videos, some of them actually have become more of an icon now. Some, not many. Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, that chick, you just sang her song. There's a couple guys from The Chive and all them. They made funny videos, and now look at them. They're on commercials. They have sponsorships. So it is another way of getting famous. But most people, it's only, like you said, 15 minutes. But now it's more like 15 months than 15 minutes.
Like Chewbacca Mom is another great example.
Lord. She was great last year, and now she made a new video, and everyone's talking about her again.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, and this is a big question for everybody because we all kind of have our favorites. What is your favorite or least favorite viral video that you've seen or viral craze? It can be anything from planking. Remember planking, guys?
Oh, Lord.
People still do that.
People still do it, but not many people still do it. But it used to be the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
You planked on everything, and now no one really planks anywhere. You may see it every now and then. The ice bucket challenge was big.
Yeah, that was
what
one.
Are some others that you guys liked?
I really got a kick out of Jill and Kevin's Big Day, or, you know, a.k.a. JK Wedding Entrance Dance. That was where they went to that Bruno, not Bruno Mars, what is his name? The guy that punches women.
Mike Tyson?
No.
Chris Brown?
Chris Brown. No, that Chris Brown song, you know, and they danced into their wedding on it.
Yes.
But speaking of Bruno Mars, I do like the whole car thing with I Want to Marry You.
Yeah.
You know, that was a really good setup one.
Yeah.
Very flash mobby, but at the same time.
Okay.
That was cute. I totally agree with that on that video. Have you guys seen the witchcraft video where, like, the guys get the pencil and they have a cross, like, drawn on the pencil, and the pencil's supposed to move, and you're supposed to, like, awaken the demons?
I saw that.
There's tons. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know the name for it, but there's tons of videos with that, and there's girls, like, crying, and dudes like, why did it move? You're fiddling with stuff you shouldn't fiddle with.
That could be taken so many different ways.
I was talking about the pencil on the paper. I didn't like
that
those
videos.
That
got dark very quickly.
Yeah,
it did.
Really
Night Star.
I go back to early Flash videos like Z End of the World or the badger, mushroom thing.
One's very whimsical.
Oh, yeah. They're just those are the early things. Oh, wait. Let me find this thing real quick.
There we go. The word of the day is whimsical.
Least favorite, though? Diet Coke and Mentos. Hated Diet Coke and Mentos. Only so many ways you can do that and expect, like, you can't expect different results. It's always going to be the same.
Yeah.
So why is that such a thing?
Cassie, your least favorite?
The cinnamon challenge?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Violator, your least favorite?
Yeah, I'd have to go with the cinnamon challenge thing, too. That one's pretty stupid.
I definitely hated the cinnamon challenge. I also hated most of the ice bucket challenge, even though it actually did some things.
It
was very successful, so I got to get, but I hated it when it happened. But what I don't hate is what we do here, and what we do here on Za Boys and Za Boys Power Hour is have a little fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with the next segment. It's brand new. It's called I Just Can't. I can do is give you this little information. Talk Radio 1190 is the station we're on, and Za Boys Power Hour is what we do. Hit us back on Twitter at Za Boys Media and hang out with us a little bit more here on Za Boys Power Hour.
You know, guns mean different things to different people. For some, when they think guns, they think crime. For others, guns mean hunting, recreational shooting, or competition. Many men and women see guns as the key to protecting their families. Hi, I'm Tom Gresham, host of Gun Talk. No matter how you feel about guns, you now have a place to talk about it. Join me Sundays, 1 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 1190.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message.
America has a better choice for president in 2016. Libertarian candidate Governor Gary Johnson is blowing up the internet, rising in the polls, garnering major party endorsements, and will be on the ballot in all 50 states. Meet his running mate, Governor Bill Weld, this Monday, October 17th, at Gillies Dallas on South Lamar Street. Rally starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Credible, proven, capable, and honest. What say, Dallas? You in?
Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART. That's 800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART.
The Jeff Krille Show, Saturday morning at 11 on Talk Radio 1190. Join Jeff as he talks about trending topics and interviews newsmakers with the secrets to being healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's The Jeff Krille Show, Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 1190. From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, sunny this afternoon, a high in the upper 80s, clear skies tonight, a low of 72, and then tomorrow looks like another nice day, sunny, a high once again in the upper 80s. This report brought to you by the Texas Secretary of State.
It's voting season, and your Texas Secretary of State reminds you to get the facts before you vote in the November 8th election. Find out what you need to bring to the polls at votetexas.gov. That's votetexas.gov, or call 1-800-252-VOTE.
This is The Boys on Talk Radio 1190, and this segment is called I Just Can't. Throwing it to you, Positive C.
And we are here hanging out with the Lady Night Star, wow. Our vampire announcer tonight.
I'm from The Nightmare of Christmas.
You are.
That's my favorite movie, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Because you just said during pre-show that Halloween's like your Christmas.
Halloween is literally like my Christmas. I decorate. You have no idea. I go all out.
For sure, yeah. And I hope you have a good time at your Halloween party tonight. I hope you don't bite anybody that gives you a viral infection like we're talking
infection.
About. Infection, yeah.
I want to bite.
But this segment is all about what you can't. And, I mean, yes, that sounds pretty negative coming from Positive C. But it really gives us a chance right now to really get some stuff off our chest. You know, really get it out there for everyone to know what we can't. Or it might be a little bit different than you're thinking. So, you know, let's not put the whole negative spin on it just yet, but let's check this out. I just can't. And if you want to tell us what you just can't, 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. Tell us what you just can't. I'll start it off. I can't believe anyone is actually defending any type of stuff that comes out of Donald Trump has locker room talk. And I'll probably get into this a lot more later, but it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any type of sense. Have you ever been in a locker room, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've been in one. I mean, everyone has been in one.
Yes.
This type of conversation happens around dirty, nasty people, not just in locker rooms. I mean,
a lot
this
of Axe body spray.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that's not the point. The point is that the people who talk about this kind of stuff in this type of way are sick and twisted. It doesn't matter if they're in a locker room, a clubhouse, on a street corner, or in a sale asylum. It doesn't matter. These type of people in those type of actions being discussed and talked about. So, you know, oh, laissez-faire, da-da-da, I'm going to talk about it so whimsically, grabbing the you-know-what. Well, screw that. Quit putting out there that this is just normal conversation between men, because men don't talk like that.
Nope.
Dirty, rotten scoundrels do. I just can't. Who wants to go next?
Cassie's laughing. I'll go ahead. I just can't use Tinder as a serious way to meet people. I don't understand how you connect with someone over a few images and some small talk. If I can't feel the biological connection you get from hormones when that attraction, well, then that attraction is going to burn out quickly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just using it wrong, but I just see, I feel like this is overwhelming us as people, and we're losing more of ourselves of how to to connect in everyday society. It's nerve-wracking, honestly.
I feel that.
But I just can't.
I just can't. Who wants to go next?
I just can't. I just can't. I mean, there's so many problems going on in the world today. It's, I can't deal with it. It's like, yeah, come on. We've got two of the worst candidates going right now, and I can't deal with it. I mean, we got Gary Johnson, who's not even a good candidate, but he's the best option we've got. And I can't deal with politics. I just can't.
Cassie?
Wow. That was so short, sweet, and simple, and I love your whimsical
That's
attitude.
All I had to say.
Ding, ding.
It took me a second to get there.
You're so good. So I just can't date anymore. I don't think I deserve to just do that to myself. I would say I would like to spare other people, but it's other people who really should just spare me.
You put in so much effort, they won't put in enough.
Unfortunately, what it is I'm the type of person, I like to, like, brain box here. I like to feel a connection.
Oh, yeah.
And I, being a girl, will put up with a lot of stuff to make sure that connection's legit, that I don't find just the stupidest, smallest reason not to get to know somebody based on something really little. Exactly. However, I don't know, I'm just fed up with a lot of people and their attitudes and manners. Manners. That's all I have to say.
You seem a little on edge.
I am on edge. I'm getting hungry.
hangry vampire. Oh, crap.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. All right. We got some more coming here. I just can't wait to see how Marvel plans on putting together the Infinity War scenario in the movies. Ooh. I thought it was all going to be negative, right? No, this is how this can spin around.
Now you're talking my stuff.
Because think about this, guys. We've had so many characters introduced through Marvel movies. That's one of their biggest bits, is how many characters they're introducing in on the TV shows. They're bam, bam.
350.
Exactly. And in Infinity War, and the idea is they're going to bring all the main characters together. So you're going to have Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Pratt all sharing screen time, and they're going to be fighting a giant. It's going to be freaking $5 billion.
Yeah.
But I just can't wait to see how they're actually going to do it in one movie, because the second movie is not even going to be in the Infinity War thing. They're going to do a whole other movie. So they're doing a whole bunch. I think Marvel's actually, you know, making me want to watch their movies again, which for a while I was done. I was pretty done.
But how disappointed are you going to be if it's not good?
I won't be too disappointed because the expectations aren't super, super high yet.
Okay.
But they're a lot higher than they were about like 6 months ago. But okay. I can't wait for that. I can't wait.
I just can't Pokemon anymore.
Okay.
I got into the big, huge Pokemon Go craze.
Woo!
And for about a month and a half, I was all over it, you know, running around, wasting gasoline, trying to go to all these different places and pick up these little Pokemon and all these characters and
stuff. You gotta catch them all.
And yeah, I wanted to catch them all, but they haven't done any good updates. There's no good battling system anymore. There's no trading between anybody. You can't. It's not fun anymore. It was a little tiny fad that they never took any further than what it was.
Would you say it was a whimsical viral craze?
Bing, bing, ding, ding.
Was that a yes?
That was, well, I mean, I can say yes.
Yes. There you go. I just can't understand why people use yas in everyday communication.
Relax.
I don't get it. Why are girls going around saying yas? Oh my God, yas. It makes no sense. It's not even a word. It's a bad variation of yes.
Are they Asian?
No, it's like white girls.
Yes.
I see white girls. You
like,
haven't heard
like,
this?
Yas, yas.
Yeah, you have. Cassie, come on. You've seen yas.
I have. I've actually used it, but only in like a comedian type of way. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yas.
Comedically, I get it.
Yes,
but
no,
actual
not
use? I don't. It makes no sense.
Are there anything like woo girls?
Are they like what?
Woo girls?
Yeah, it's woo! Like yeah, it's like it's, the new woo
it's,
call.
It's the new yeah, it's the woo girl thing. He's totally right. Yeah. I'm sorry, but the girls who are not that intellectual are the ones going yas.
Yeah, they're like
in
we're getting Starbucks. Yas. Oh, look, Häagen-Dazs is on sale. Yas. It's just wow, that really applied well actually. Häagen-Dazs and yas. Like
it yes. rhymed.
Yes.
We're going to the club to get shots. Yas.
Oh. Woo!
Yes. And they got their best friend in the background going, "Woo!"
But I just can't.
I just can't with the texting. People who say D-I-Z, what is that?
What is D-I-Z?
Oh, my goodness.
What's Diz is?
Yes. Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
Is
they
that what it is?
Diz is meant to say this. When they say, what is this? They say, what is Diz? And it's D-I-Z. I can't read it. I don't understand. It's too complex.
Okay. Someone bring out their phone and look at the keyboard on your phone. And I'm looking at keyboard. D-I-Z is a lot more complicated to even put in there than T-H-I-S. The T-H-I are right there, and the S is kind of over there in the corner. D-I-Z is every single place on the freaking keyboard. Why are people – okay. I just can't understand how we got to the point to where we're making things so much harder on ourselves. I love texting. I love it. But I just heard something a little while ago that really blew my mind, and I can't believe that I do this. We're going backwards in technology.
Oh, yeah.
We have the ability to literally contact anyone through voice at any point in time in the history of the world. That, yeah. Well, not in the history of the world.
We
I mean, because we
want to write again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But we want to write and hope that someone reads it. That's the thing.
It's convenience.
It's not convenient. It's not. As much as I love texting, it is the least convenient thing because you have to hope and pray that the person that you're texting looks at it immediately and responds to you immediately. Because
yeah.
There is no texting etiquette. There's zero. There's zero texting
it's
etiquette.
It's all gone. When texting first started, you had to use full words. That's why they have the whole autocorrect BS so that you can spell it correctly. Perfect example. On my Facebook feed right now, I have someone who just posted, "I'd be so happy to have me mama cook me some food. It doesn't have to be none major, just her in that kitchen like the old days. SMH, wow." Okay.
Does that make any sense?
And how she spelled me or my was M-I, so I had to guess. Some is S-U-M, food is F-O-D. None is N-U-N.
F-O-D,
major
fog?
Is spelled correctly.
People
just
are dumb.
Is incorrect. Kitchen is incorrect.
No,
I don't
people
understand.
Are lazy. People are destroying the English language because we've gotten so lazy.
Well, are they destroying it or are they evolving it?
I was just about to ask that, sir.
I can't read it. I can't read
it. They're evolving it into hood lingo, man. Like,
thank
and
you.
It's,
but maybe that's the next thing.
I'm sorry, but I'm too intellectual for that, and I'm not going to waste my time learning a new language just to learn how to text.
But what if it's like an Idiocracy?
English.
What if it's like Idiocracy, we end up having to learn the new language because if we speak like we normally speak, we'll be considered too smart,
Brando.
And we'll have to solve everything.
There's that fact talk, bro.
Well, actually, they'll consider us dumb because we're using the old ways, air quotes there. And they won't take us seriously.
Exactly. It'd be like going to go watch a Shakespearean play. Nobody understands what they're talking about.
I do.
I know
Romo,
the intelligent
Romo.
People do, but.
Where is that Romo?
Yeah.
Where's you is, boy? Get over here to this window.
Yeah, exactly. I can totally see them remaking it and turning
I don't know
it
why
into
Juliet
like,
sounds
today,
like a guy.
Today's language.
So transgender.
Before we get
he
out
comes
of
up.
Here,
sup,
before,
girl?
Before we get out of here, that just brings up something that I want to do now. Now we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do Shakespearean acting.
Shakespearean hood?
Yeah. Well, not just hood. Let's get the hood out of
hood.
It. Because it's not just hood, it's just texting. You know what I mean? It's text lingo. We will do Shakespearean scenes with texting lingo here on the Boys Power. We'll do that in a little while. We'll also come back here on Talk Radio 1190 and do a whole bunch of cool stuff like the trend hashtag the Boys Power Hour here on Talk Radio 1190. I'm Positive C. Where's the boys? Contact us 214-787-1190, 817-787-1190 at @TheBoys_Media on Instagram or @TheBoysMedia on Twitter. Find us there. Listen to us now. Anywhere, all the time. We love you guys. Bye-bye. We'll be back.
Whimsical. And you haven't got a care. Well, you're gonna be in trouble cause we're gonna steal your air. Cause what you got is what we need and all we do is dirty deeds.
This is Pete the Fast Greek, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, heard every Sunday live from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 1190. When the races are over, we're just getting started with the latest news and results from NASCAR, NHRA, the IndyCar Series, and what's going on right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth racing scene. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping on my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
Bring home the fun.
Play casino games on your PC.
These are the same games you play at the casino.
But you can play them at home.
To get you started, here's an offer that'll save you 40% off your entire order.
Go to Phantom EFX. Choose your games and enter promo code IHEART at checkout.
PhantomEFX.com. Promo code IHEART at checkout.
Play casino games at home.
And save 40% at PhantomEFX.com. Promo code IHEART.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Have you ever considered weight loss surgery? At Faith Bariatric Success Center, they can help. Many insurance plans now cover bariatric surgery. For a free consultation, dial #250 from any cell phone and say Faith Bariatric for a free consultation. Dial #250 from your cell and say Faith Bariatric.
Illuminate Irving, a night of remembrance and hope, will be held Tuesday, October 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Mandalay Canal. The event will honor victims and survivors of domestic violence. Find out more at cityofirving.org/illuminate.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, sunny this afternoon, a high in the upper 80s. Clear skies tonight, a low of 72. And then tomorrow looks like another nice day. Sunny, a high once again in the upper 80s. This report brought to you by the Texas Secretary of State.
It's voting season, and your Texas Secretary of State reminds you to get the facts before you vote in the November 8th election. Find out what you need to bring to the polls at votetexas.gov. That's votetexas.gov or call 1-800-252-VOTE.
Welcome back to the Teenage... I mean, Zaboy is here at Talk Radio 1190, and we're going over to your host... Chris, the positive C. Edwards with the trend.
Hashtag copyright infringement.
That one caught me off guard, too, honestly.
We are the Zaboy's Power Hour. If you want to come, if you want to join us and talk to us right now, go to 214-787-1190, 817-787-1190. Join us in the conversation as we go to the trend. That's where we have scoured the internet for hours and hours on end, because this is our best prepared show ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
always
the best prepared show. And so this is like 8 hours of internet scourging, and we have found the best hashtags in the world have
whimsical
hashtags, definitely
whimsical
hashtag word of the day. And we've decided to make them our own and completely change them. So without further ado, let's start with hashtag bobbing for peace.
Ooh.
That's right. Robert Zimmerman, who has gone by Bob Dylan for some time.
Wait,
now.
Peace or peas?
Peace.
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 Gotcha.
Peas and carrots.
Oh, peas and carrots. Who has gone by Bob Dylan for some time now has just been awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Long, long overdue, guys. Long, long
Agreed.
Overdue. So here's the question. Actually, two-part of question or one-part of question, depending on how you want to do it. Who else deserves recognition for being awesome for a long time that hasn't? Or if you can't think of anybody, what is the name that you would change your name to if you could change your name to anything like Robert Zimmerman became Bob Dylan?
I have two.
Okay.
First would be the Dalai Lama, for obvious reasons.
And he has received a Nobel Peace Prize, I believe.
He should get more, okay?
Okay, go on.
And the second one would be Chris Evans, the actor. If you don't know who that is, he plays Captain America. He actually has like 12 charities, like a list of different charities that he donates and he does different causes for. He's actually saved several people's lives, blah, 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 blah. Just do your research and you'll find out.
Okay.
Totally. And if I could change my name, it would be Hollywood.
Okay.
Must be very proud.
They are.
Yes.
Brain Bucks.
I'm going with Nikola Tesla, who should have received a Nobel Peace Prize by now. And although I love my name, I would change it to Silent Riles.
I actually like that.
Silent?
It's because it flows nicely.
Silent Riles?
Created that name when I was 12.
I honestly think that, and this isn't somebody who's like done a whole bunch for the world. I just think Chuck Berry needs to get more recognition for being a godfather of rock and roll than he actually does.
Yeah.
You think about the greatest rock and rollers of all time, Chuck Berry is like 12th on the list of names that you think of, when actually he should be one of the three, because you don't get rock and roll at all unless you get Chuck Berry. And he's still alive, too. Do you guys know this? Chuck Berry's still alive, and actually he set up a concert out there with all those old rockers, the Desert Trip or whatever.
Yeah,
that was him who set that up. So I think Chuck Berry needs to be out there more. We need to give a lot of praise to him before he moves on to the great beyond all the other great rockers. All right, hashtag tie-dye. That's right.
I
know that's a little sad, but yes, the world's longest ruling head of state at 70 years died on October 13th. King Rama, and I think this is the fourth because it's IX.
It's ninth.
That's the ninth. Okay.
X is 10, V is 5.
All right, there we go. King Rama the ninth has been ruling since 1950 and became the longest ruling king in Thailand's history.
Yes.
So here's your question. If you could be the king or queen of any place in history, make-believe or real, what would it be?
I have two of them.
Oh, my God. Cassie, double shot. Double shot for Cassie.
Pow, pow.
No, I know. I would totally be the queen of Thailand, just because it's obvious reasons. And then I would be the queen.
Bangkok.
Yes. And then I'd be the queen of Pomerania. That's a real place. That's where Pomeranians come from.
I'm
a Pomeranian parent.
Wait. So there's a whole like island of Pomeranians somewhere?
I don't know where it is, but I believe it's somewhere in Germany.
Oh, God. What?
I think you mean New Guinea.
Maybe
with
New Guinea.
The pygmies in New Guinea.
Okay, I don't think monarchies work, but for the sake of the question, I would want to be the king of the United States of America, but that would... But that would involve some strange changes
to
history.
That was not me, just to clarify.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Violator, do you want to be a king of anywhere? If I could be the king...
He hates monarchies.
He does, he hates monarchies.
I'm the king of Talk Radio 1190 right now.
There you go.
I worship you. We're not worthy.
I think I would be the king of Narnia. I think Narnia is a pretty cool place.
So you're Aslan?
Yeah. No. I don't want to be the lion. I just want to be the king of Narnia and hang out with Aslan. Like, I want to be me, but I want to be positive.
You don't want to be a lion?
No.
But you want to be Peter.
No, I just want to be me.
He was a king.
In Narnia.
I don't want to be Peter.
He wants
I want
to be
positive C,
of
king
Narnia.
Of Narnia. Peter can hang out
maybe
be like a duke or whatever, it's me. I don't want
to
be Peter.
The duke.
Okay. That makes me want to be the queen of Texas in True Blood.
There you go. That works.
There you go. All right.
That's me. That's my status. I'm changing it on Facebook officially.
All right. Hashtag locker room talk. I don't really have a question here, guys.
Okay.
I just really want to reiterate how stupid it is that somebody's actually defending what is said by a joke like Donald Trump by saying it's locker room talk. Ask any guy in the history of the world, right? I guarantee most of them will say, yeah, we say some really kind of creepy stuff in the privacy of our own homes. You ask any girl, they'll say probably the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
We say
some
weird stuff, but we do not joke about or make light about any type of unwanted assault unless you really think that is right. Don't be fooled by the propaganda that this is just the way people talk. It's not it. So, okay.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay. Sorry.
Donald Trump, I will bite you.
What do we got next?
All right. Sorry, I had to get off on that that rant right there, but it's been bothering me for the past like week and a half. All right. Hashtag, and this is going to be a long one, guys, because we have a lot to talk about on this one. Hashtag, go Rogue One. Yeah, that's right, baby. Both Star Wars and Power Rangers released trailers this week, giving us a much clearer view of both the plot and the tone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, what have we here?
So, question. Can Darth Vader be scary again? And why do the Power Rangers have superpowers?
Oh, that's a two-part question.
Yeah, it
okay,
is.
So let's see here. Darth Vader is already scary.
Is
to me,
he? Okay.
To me.
Okay.
Okay. Nightstar is scared of Darth Vader. He kills my people all the time.
Oh, okay.
And then Power Rangers, I don't know, they're probably exposed to some radioactive something or another.
Radioactive goo like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Except for it was in their drink.
Okay. Violator, do you have anything? Oh. See, that's the thing. That's the my cue.
Okay.
See, no, Vader cannot be scary again. But the thing is, really, I have a surprise for you guys. I did some digging, and I managed to find the script of the new Power Rangers movie.
Okay.
And I have a scene from it that I feel really wraps up and portrays the entire thing. So I'm going to read that for you real fast.
Okay.
Here we go. Billy's voiceover. Dear Mr. Vernon, we accept the fact that we had to sacrifice a whole Saturday in detention for whatever it was we did wrong. But we think you're crazy to make an essay telling you who we think we are. You see us as you want to see us, in the simplest terms, and the most convenient definitions. What we have found out is that each of us is a brain, an athlete, a basket case, a princess, and a criminal. Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, the Power Rangers.
I don't think that was from Power Rangers.
Not at all. That was Breakfast Club. I knew that right away. Right when the first word came out. I was
oh,
like,
dang. I got to find a new script guy.
Have you not watched the trailer?
I know. Right? Okay. Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay, what we're finding out about the Power Rangers movie, which I know everyone on Talk Radio 1190 is really, really
dying to hear
about what is really going on. Of course, they're teenagers in a high school, but they're all in this weird detention thing.
Yeah. What is that?
Why
did you throw them into the Breakfast Club?
So it's the Breakfast Club on, you know, Power Ranger crack.
Yes.
Okay. Was I wrong to think that they shouldn't have superpowers?
No, I agree with you. That's what it is. They made them the X-Men meets the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and it's really weird. Like, I'm not really too sure about this. But Darth Vader being scary, I don't think he's scary.
No, I never
anymore.
Thought he was either.
You never thought he was?
No, never even as a child. I thought he was kind of gimmicky.
I used
you guys
to think
remember
he was...
the original
yes,
Power Rangers
yeah,
and how they got their powers?
The
coins and Zordon.
Yeah, the coins. That's how they're going to do it this one. But when it comes to Vader, it's like whenever I first saw him as a child,
yeah.
I was scared of that thing. That was a very, very cool
It was dark
presence.
And menacing, but I thought he was cool. I always thought he was really cool.
The prequels made me not scared of Darth Vader.
Yes.
That whole bit and the no thing just made me not scared of that character anymore. This was a more powerful no than Darth Vader's no right here. This is...
No!
That's Obi-Wan's
that's
no.
That's an Obi-Wan no right there. That's yeah. a great no.
Versus
that,
no.
But he killed his son.
Yeah, yeah. That's well, Darth Vader did a lot of creepy things. So what I'm hoping that this next movie does is make Vader a presence again.
Yeah.
And not allow him to be you know, too much of a main character, but in his time on screen it needs to be powerful.
Yeah, maybe a younger Vader will be
spirit.
Yeah, maybe younger Vader is going to be scarier because he's more aggressive.
Yeah, he might be. This is the Vader right before the original Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So the Vader that we're going to see is the Vader of legend.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe he'll be a wimp and then get really bad to the bone towards the end.
He was a wimp originally. It was Anakin.
Yes. I am a little bit of a weenie.
More of a weenie than we expect.
I am the smartest man alive!
No, I am.
And we are the boys. Power Hour. Here on Talk
Radio.
Too many
Darth Vaders in this room.
1190. Join us in just a bit as we enjoy some more of the boys' Power Hour. May the Force be with you.
That was just whimsical.
Very whimsical. Very whimsical. Bing bing.
Go Gadget, go! Go Gadget, go!
How do you start to recover from storm damage? Find out from storm recovery specialist Scott McCollum, CEO of McRoof.us. It's After the Storm, every Saturday and Sunday at 9:30 on KFXR AM 1190 and always on iHeartRadio under podcasts.
National Geographic Channel brings you the story of Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt.
I can do this, but not without you, not without your faith.
Based on the New York Times bestseller.
I can assassinate the president.
One moment of terror.
That's confirmed. He has been hit.
And its untold aftermath.
It is your job to protect him.
I walked into this hospital, and I want to walk out.
Tim Matheson and Cynthia Nixon star as Ron and Nancy in Killing Reagan. A movie event premieres tomorrow at 8, 7 central on the National Geographic Channel.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Have you ever considered weight loss surgery? At Faith Bariatric Success Center, they can help. Many insurance plans now cover bariatric surgery. For a free consultation, dial #250 from any cell phone and say Faith Bariatric for a free consultation. Dial #250 from your cell and say Faith Bariatric.
The Art Station in Fort Worth invites you to Public Figures, Private Artists, Tuesday, October 18th at the Historic Masonic Center in Fort Worth. The event is an exhibit, auction, and social event benefiting the work that the Art Station does to provide art therapy to children and adults. Find out more at theartstation.org.
This is Pete the Fast Greek, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, heard every Sunday live from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 1190. When the races are over, we're just getting started with the latest news and results from NASCAR, NHRA, the IndyCar Series, and what's going on right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth racing scene. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, sunny this afternoon, a high in the upper 80s. Clear skies tonight, a low of 72. And then tomorrow looks like another nice day. Sunny, a high once again in the upper 80s. This report brought to you by the Texas Secretary of State.
It's voting season, and your Texas Secretary of State reminds you to get the facts before you vote in the November 8th election. Find out what you need to bring to the polls at votetexas.gov. That's votetexas.gov. Or call 1-800-252-VOTE.
And now for something completely different.
George, welcome back George, to the Boys the Power strong. Hour yes, on Talk be. Radio 1190. Now to your host, Positive Steve.
And we have one more segment here for you on the Boys Power Hour on here on Talk Radio 1190 or the iHeart Radio. The iHeart. That's a new app we need to actually come up with, the iHeart. Yeah, and just in case any of the harp players out here want to learn how to play the harp, it's the iHeart radio app out there in the internet radio land. Also on Twitter at Zboys Media, Instagram at Zboys _media. ZboysMedia.com also has everything that we have ever done in the history of Zboys, except for that one show that we don't talk about that's actually on there now.
Oh, there's another one too, but that one just completely went missing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We'll find out about that and give it all out to you. This segment, now for something completely different, is controlled by me, this week, Positive C. So I'm going to bring back a game because we don't really do birthday things anymore on the Zapower Hour, which I think we might change and do more birthday things.
I like
eventually.
The name, Zapower Hour.
Zapower Hour. That actually might be our new name. Anyway.
I kind of like it.
I really like it. But we're going to do a birthday over-under game created by our good friend DWB, which is I have a list of 9 celebrities who had birthdays this week because this week was also my birthday on the 11th of October. Woo! I turned 29. I'm an old fart now.
Yes!
So all these people also turned a certain age this week too. And so I picked 9 celebrities, and what we're going to do is try to order them in the least to greatest actuality I would want to hang out with them on my birthday. Mm-hmm. Not on their birthday, on my birthday. So we'll do all that. But first, I wanted to read a couple of the celebrities that were also born this week that I didn't put on the list. These guys I didn't put on the list. Turning 63, Tony Shalhoub.
Ooh.
You guys know who Tony Shalhoub is?
Yeah, Monk.
Monk, yeah. Monk's or out taxi. There. Not on the okay. list.
Wings.
David Lee Roth. Turning 62.
He's hot for teacher.
He's hot for teacher. Lead singer of Van Halen. Mm-hmm. Not on the list. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Brett Favre.
Oh, I was going to say Drake.
Brett Favre. Turning 47. Not on the list. One of the greatest TV shows of the early 90s. Luke Perry. He was on Beverly Hills 90210. He's turning 50 years old.
That's horrible.
He's 50. Not on the list. And then finally, guys... Okay, do you guys want a rocker or do you guys want an actor?
Rocker.
Rocker?
Yeah. Rocker actor. Yeah.
69 years old. Sammy Hagar.
Wow.
Cabo Wabo.
It's a good number. Right.
And good for him.
It's a great number, especially for him. He looks pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Not on the list.
Oh, I guess that was
who is on the list, guys? We have Steve Young, Joan Cusack, Ashanti, Dale Jr., Jerry Jones. Billy Bush, who just became in the news recently, Stacey Keibler, Usher, and Michelle Wie. Those are the 9 that are going to be on the list. And the medium, the person I would fifth like to hang out with, is turning 54. Her name is Joan Cusack.
I knew you were going to pick that person.
I love Joan Cusack. I think she is a great actress. I think she that is. She is one of the actually, that's Maggie Gyllenhaal that was in Dark Knight, but
yes.
that's another thing. But Joan Cusack's really good. She's a lot better than her brother. She's number 5. Who do you think would be on top of her or below her on the birthday list? Because my birthday is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to start with turning 55 today or yesterday or sometime this week. Steve Young. Where do you think Steve Young is on the list?
Steve Young, the rocker?
Steve Young, the quarterback.
Oh, the quarterback.
For the
Sorry.
San Francisco 49ers.
Steve Miller.
Steve Young, the rocker.
I would say he's under.
Steve Young, you want to hang out with him as number 4.
Okay. Steve Young, number 4.
I'm saying 6.
6?
3.
3. Will Byler Shotwell gets it right. Steve Young is number 3 because I would really like to hang out and talk football with Steve Young.
Nice.
I think that would be amazing.
That
all
was
right.
not whimsical.
That was not whimsical at all,
but, it
but
works.
That was the answer, right answer. All right. She is turning 36.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is still freaking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Ashanti.
Yes.
Where do you think Ashanti ranks on the list above or below Joan Cusack?
Ashanti is your number 1.
Okay.
I was going to say that, too.
You can.
Okay. Number one.
Number 6.
Really?
Wow. Lowballing for Will. You two, Brain Box and Hollywood's, got the over right. You did not get the number right, though, so 1 point for both of you. Ashanti is number 2. Ashanti
wow.
is number
See,
2.
I was debating on doing that. But
It's because she hasn't really done anything in the past, like,
yeah.
what, 10 years?
But
so. She's really pretty,
so
but she's not as famous as I would like to hang out with. Mm. On my birthday, number 1. All right, guys. We're going Dale Jr. He's turning number 40. He's turning number 42. Number 8 is turning 42.
Wait, actually, number 8's turning 42?
Yeah.
So you gave us NASCAR driver?
You gave us the answer, right?
No, I didn't.
Are you sure he's number 8?
He's number 8 as the NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Or 88 or something like that.
Or he's number 8 on your list, too.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, okay. Are you guessing number 8, Will?
I'll go ahead and go with it.
Okay, 8.
I'm backing up Will on this. I think you gave it to us.
I'm going 8? 7.
Ding, ding, ding. Holly Woods and Will Byler
okay.
shot Will.
They figured it out. Yeah.
8, yes. I mean, I like guys like Dale. Yeah. I think he's a pretty cool guy, but I would not want to hang out with Dale, old good old boy, mm-hmm. whatever. We're not going to have anything to talk about. We'll drink some beers and all that.
Just about that, though.
Jerry Jones turning 74 this week. Jerry Jones,
oh.
where is he on my list? And you guys should know some things about me when it comes to hanging out with people. I like to go everywhere.
He's
so.
Number yes. 1. Dude.
Yeah, he's your number 1.
Number 1?
I would say 9.
No.
I don't like him. He's a jerk.
It's not if you like
yeah,
him.
Not
it's
if
just
you
Chris
like him.
Like him.
It's Chris.
But he's a
but
jerk.
But although I feel like Chris
I don't
dislikes
think Chris
him, but again,
would like him.
I feel like you have issues with Jerry Jones,
I think
but
he
can
him.
Take you anywhere and that's why you do it.
Number
yes,
1.
But I think he'll steal all the girls and leave Chris in the corner all by himself.
So you're still going 9?
Yeah, I'm still going 9.
So over 1. We're over at 4, ladies and gentlemen. Nice. So, Brain Box and Violator, give yourself a couple of points. Give yourself a point on that. Each, yeah, Jerry Jones can get me anywhere, but he's also 74, and I think he'd want to party at least and like leave at like 10:30.
But
yeah.
He looks older than 74.
He does look older than 74.
He acts worse.
All right, so here we go.
Oh, I see your number one is. Never mind.
Number 45, or turning 45. Billy Bush, who isn't famous except now because him and Donald Trump decided to have the fake locker room talk together. So Billy Bush is a creep.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
Here's your nine.
I like nine.
Yeah.
Everyone give themselves 2 points. Billy Bush is at 9. Yep. Billy Bush should actually be at number 10. I just really wanted to say the word Billy Bush a whole bunch of times.
Right.
All right.
Billy Bush.
Billy Bush. Bush. Turning a really hot 37. Stacey Keibler.
Number one.
Yeah.
You guys really think so?
Well, you said really hot, so I guess she's got to be number one because that's the only other
also
number
from
above
wrestling.
Joan.
She's also from wrestling.
Yeah, she's really
she
pretty.
She is. She's very pretty, but she's actually at number 7. So all
really?
Of you, none of you get a point. Okay, first off, Stacey Keibler's character in wrestling is annoying. She wasn't a very good
she
wrestler
is. That.
At all. She may be hot, but she was also a George Clooney girlfriend, and I have a very I do not like George Clooney. I do not like George Clooney, so
that.
Anything he's been in, no, I'm sorry, okay. I don't want to be
I know
in.
You like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I do. That's not George Clooney. That is Everett P. McGill. All right. turning 38. We got two more. Turning 38 is Usher.
And we got 3 minutes, so let's move it.
Usher's number one.
Is Usher number one?
Usher's number one.
Ooh, I'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay.
No, Usher's number 6. Usher's
really?
Really?
What?
Really attractive. It's my birthday. Why would I want to hang out with anyone who's cooler than me?
Because he can get you anywhere.
Yeah, and then he can sing the song, you know. Yeah, yeah.
I'm already hanging out with Jerry Jones before him. I don't need Usher, okay?
I guess.
So the number one is Michelle Wee. Michelle Wee, if you are happening.
She's a tennis player?
She is a golfer.
Golfer.
If you're listening
right
now, Michelle Wee. I have always loved you.
Woman, huh?
She is not a little Asian woman.
Sorry, big Asian woman.
No. Go look at pictures of Michelle Wee. She is one of the most attractive athletes out there anywhere. Anywhere. Michelle Wee's got it. She's a Stanford chick. She's a party girl. There's like some footage of her or a picture of her like chugging a beer like in a handstand.
And that's
she's
when you
awesome.
Fell in love with her,
yes, she's good. Michelle Wee, number one. And we are number one here on the Boys.
No, we haven't figured out who won yet.
I only have 4 points, so.
You won.
I didn't count my points.
And the winner is.
Will Violator Shopwell.
Yes. That was good.
We've had a lot of fun tonight.
Not
and
it.
In case you missed any part of the show tonight, you can find the entire thing in about, I don't know, 5 minutes after the broadcast ends on theboysmedia.com or on facebook.com/theboysmedia. I'm Positive C. That is Jim the Brain Box Thornquist.
Adios.
Will Vayner, Violator Shotwell produced us.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Cassie Hollywood's Wilson or Lady Nightshade Stalker.
Lady
vampire
Night
lady
Star.
Over here
da-da.
Was also hanging out with us. And who else was hanging out with us today?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Exactly, guys. We love you. We won't be around for a little bit. A lot of Texas Tech football happening. A lot of things happening for us. But if you go to theboysmedia.com and facebook.com/theboysmedianetwork, you'll be able to follow everything that we do. We love you guys. You have a great night. Enjoy your drive home from the fair, everybody. Love you guys. Be safe.
Adios,
Manawea, and stay gold, Pony Boy.
See you next time.